Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. 1 Samuel chapter 11 records the encampment of Nahash the Ammonite against Jabesh-Gilead. When the people of the city sought terms of a treaty with Nahash, he responded with the condition that he thrust out the right eyes of the people of Jabesh-Gilead and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. Asking for 7 days to decide a response to Nahash's demands, they sent word to Gibeah concerning the Ammonite threat against Jabesh-Gilead. Hearing the news, King Saul drafted an army of 330,000 men and so completely smote the Ammonites that no two of them remained together. They of Jabesh-Gilead responded by declaring that any who thought Saul should not be king should be put to death. Much later, when Saul himself was defeated by the Philistines, it was they of Jabesh-Gilead, still loyal to Saul, who recovered his body and brought it back for burial. If the citizens of Jabesh-Gilead felt they owed so much to Saul for saving them from the Ammonites, how much do we owe to Jesus Christ for the saving of our souls? May God bless you. Thank you for listening. And have a great day.